The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about automation.
Prior to the 1800s, weaving was an incredibly laborious task. Two people had to work a loom, the device used to weave cloth. One was a skilled weaver. The other was an assistant, or drawboy, who had to move the loom's threads manually. Joseph Marie Jacquard was born into the family trade, but instead of accepting weaving for what it was, he looked for a better way to get the job done. In the early 1800s, Jacquard presented what later became known as the Jacquard loom at an industrial exhibition in Paris. The machine included punch cards that told the loom where to thread. This was a groundbreaking achievement. Once designs were created and punch cards were programmed, textiles that previously had to be handmade could be mass-produced quickly and without error. Jacquard patented the machine in 1804, and from there it spread like wildfire to factories across Europe. Mill owners were thrilled to simplify their operations with this new machinery, but the workers weren't so excited.
But why? If it made it easier.
The Jacquard loom eliminated the need for the drawboy, and naturally, factory workers began fearing for their jobs and livelihoods. You know, raging against the advance of technology is usually a bad bet. We obviously aren't weaving fabric by hand anymore, but with every step forward in technology, some group is warning of the danger and trying to put the brakes on progress. Today, industrial automation generates as much anxiety and resentment as the Jacquard loom did 200 years ago. It's no secret that machinery and robots are replacing many human jobs. This trend is inevitable. The benefits of the current wave of innovation and automation are too great to be held back. The automation of modern facilities is one of the greatest trends of the 2020s, and it's all thanks to the convergence of two of the greatest technological breakthroughs of our time, robotics and artificial intelligence, or AI. Together, they are automation. Massive tailwinds are fueling an increase in automation right now, and that will lead to a huge spike in demand for the companies that provide these services to the manufacturing industry.
Although I don't like the idea of robots or AI replacing humans, I know it's already happening in radio broadcasting. On-air talent is being replaced with AI. In my opinion, that kind of takes away that local hometown radio aspect. So can you explain this demand for automation?
Well, let's look at the manufacturing industry as a whole and how recent trends are bringing newfound fuel to the automation industry by bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. shores. When China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, the U.S. was the dominant leader in global manufacturing output. It had a 25% market share at the time. Today, the U.S. accounts for just 15% of global manufacturing output, and China has increased its share to 30%. The country accounted for just 3% of global manufacturing output, about $200 billion, in 1990. It crossed the $1 trillion threshold for the first time in 2001, and now the number stands at more than $4 trillion. So, while China's manufacturing growth was already underway before joining the WTO, that deal acted as the catalyst to it ultimately becoming the world's factory. That's great for China, but this status has become a major concern for countries around the world, specifically the U.S., and it's forcing businesses and the U.S. government to make changes.
Yes, there's no hiding the fact that the U.S. and China have had a tumultuous relationship that has heightened under the past two presidencies.
So sanctions from both sides have caused supply chain issues on top of the havoc that the government shutdowns wreaked during the pandemic. And there are plenty of examples of both countries using trade in the manufacturing industry as tools to harm each other. For example, China just limited exports of two metals, gallium and germanium. Both are critical to the semiconductor and military industries, and a shortage would be a major blow to the U.S. economy. But let's focus on the supply chain issues. The COVID-19 pandemic really opened companies' eyes to this problem. Bottlenecks at ports and the lack of highly sought-after goods brought the world to a standstill. Businesses still remember the bottlenecks, and they're wary of them happening again. So that's leading to a massive shift toward reshoring. Reshoring, also often called onshoring, backshoring, or nearshoring, is a process of moving a supply chain closer to home. More specifically, reshoring refers to the transfer of a company's manufacturing processes back to its home country. And nearshoring is when manufacturing is moved to a nearby country, like a U.S.-based firm shifting operations to Mexico or Canada.
So what kind of massive reshoring shift are we talking about?
According to investment bank UBS, reshoring announcements were up 17% between the third and fourth quarter of 2022, and an astounding 300% year over year. Meanwhile, the Reshoring Initiative, a group sponsored by trade associations and tech suppliers that helps and supports companies moving operations back to the U.S., said that the job market for reshoring and foreign direct investments hit a new record of more than 360,000 jobs last year. That's up 53% from the previous record set in 2021. Just this year, Mexico overtook China as the largest trading partner with the U.S. This is the result of supply chain issues as well as the high tariffs, averaging 19%, placed on goods imported from China. Thanks to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement signed by President Trump in 2020, Mexican imports have a much more favorable tariff. This push to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. appears to be one of the few topics that both political parties agree on. In fact, the government has already passed several stimulus bills that could contribute about $2 trillion to reshoring efforts over the next decade.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.